right in the middle of election fever.
Massive.
Everybody's feeling this election. Uptown Funk. I mean, what's his name? Desmond.
What? Desmond the hairdresser?
There's an outbreak of sinkholes. I maybe go for 5 Mars bars.
Yeah.
Because you can't fall into a void. There's nowhere for middle-sized people anymore.
Check. 10 UR City.
Right in the middle of election fever.
Massive.
Do you know the thing that grabbed my attention?
What?
Farage. Is it Farage or Farage?
Either. He says he's fine with either.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he does. He says, he says, how would you say garage?
Right.
And if you say garage, he's fine with it.
Anyway, he's had health problems. Yeah. He's admitted to health problems. Remember that plane crash he had?
Yeah.
Did his back in, apparently, really, badly.
Yeah.
So he's been in pain, and so he hasn't been on form, he said. And he's been doing too much, but he's back on form now because he says, and it's in the papers, that he's been going to see the doctors. Doctors twice a week.
Right.
A hospital.
Yeah.
And he's allegedly, well, it says in, I don't know, is it allegedly when they say these things?
Yeah. Well, it depends what you're about to say.
Right. It's in the papers that they put him on to Temazepam.
That's definitely allegedly.
Well, that's allegedly, right? Well, it's okay. But I was looking at the I got Temazepam.
Oh yeah,
up, which
it
by the way
sounds delicious.
I quite like the idea of a drug called with the end bit of Pam.
It almost sounds like it comes in a sort of steaming foil dish.
Or and you wonder if there's other things. There's Temazepam.
Yeah.
Temazepam. Temazetim.
Yeah.
Is it a whole kind of family of drugs? But I was looking at it, and it's to help you sleep.
Right.
Right. So I don't see the anti-inflammatory aspect of it to help your back. But it says you shouldn't drink when you're on Temazepam.
Yeah, he's failing there, isn't he?
He is failing there. But then he's UKIP's failing anyway.
Failing generally.
They are failing. But everybody's failing. Everybody's failing in this election. It's the election where you have to vote for the thing you least don't like.
That is that your election?
That's my election
slogan.
I'm voting for the person that...
So in the... Well, let's go into this then, right?
Right.
Let's imagine you're canvassing.
Yeah.
Right. You're canvassing for the RNP, the Ronnie National Party.
That's about nationalist for me.
The
Ronnie Democratic Party.
The
RDP.
The Ron Dems.
The Ron Dems.
Yeah.
The Do Ron Dems.
Do Ron Dems. So you're canvassing for me.
Yeah. Hello, sir. I'm Ronnie Barber.
Who are you?
I'm Ronnie Barber from the Ron Dems.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to get your vote.
Why are you knocking on my door?
Because I would like you to come
in the evening. I'm eating my dinner.
At this time of night, sir?
Yeah.
Well, under my new government, you will not be allowed to eat at that time of night.
Well, I'm not voting for you.
You'll have to eat at 5 o'clock. Have a fiver. That's what I would do. Can I
give you some pointers?
Yes.
You didn't have a thing that you were going to give me straight away. If someone knocks on your door,
right,
and says, "Hi, I'm from the Ron Dems or whatever," you're immediately on the back foot, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I
you should
rid of
come
those.
In with something like
I get rid of back foots.
You know, the Labour saying everything in our manifesto is costed,
yes,
and we could, every penny we spend, we've accounted for.
Yes, 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 yes.
So they would come to the door and say, "We're the only party offering you a fully costed budget," and I right. go, "Oh." Or the Tories would come and say, "We're putting £8 billion back into the NHS," and that's the first thing they say when they get to your door. But you came and said, "Oh, hello, I'm from the Ron Dems. I don't want to speak to you. You need to give me a promise. Try it again."
Right, okay. Good evening, sir.
Hello.
Would you like a laser glove?
Tenuosity.
Yeah.
It's a glove.
I would love a laser glove.
Well, it just so happens.
What does a laser glove do?
It's a glove that has lasers in it, a bit like one of the superheroes.
And you can fire it.
You can fire it. And I'll be given, everybody who guarantees their vote, they'll get a laser glove from me.
Oh, wow. What party are you from?
What do you mean?
What party are you from?
I'm from the Ron Dems party.
Well, you hadn't said that this time.
No, I hadn't said it. I had my big my value proposition. By the way, I went to one of those network.
Are we finished now?
No, no, this is part of the thing.
Right.
Out of what you mean, am I in character or out of character?
Well, are you still canvassing me or?
No, no, I've stepped out of character for a second.
Right, okay.
I'll go back to character.
Okay.
But I've been.
Well, let me just shut the door quickly then.
I've been going to these networking things. You know these networking, you know, where you go along and you network with other businesses and mm-hmm. things. You know, and I'm a freelancer now, so I can network where I like.
You've always been a freelancer.
Yes, I have. I've been a bit freelancer. But, you know, everybody just wants, really what people want from networking, just cut to the chase and just give them money. Really, yeah, that's all. You know, when you go and talk to business, I come to you and say,
yeah,
can I have some money?
No.
And you go, no, thanks very much, move on. Can I give you some money? Yes, you can. There you go. Will you give me some money back? Yes, I will. And that's all networking
they
is.
They should call it noteworking.
Noteworking, yeah, your pound noteworking.
They're trying to get notes.
By the way, that is true that a man has invented a laser glove. It's in the papers. It's a bespoke laser glove.
Right.
And it will destroy things. It's Patrick Preeb, runs a website called lasergadgets.com.
Right.
And he takes home orders for homemade lasers, which he builds. He likes lasers. He likes lasers. And his YouTube channel is full of videos of
what's
his amazing.
What's the use?
Well, the demonstration he's got on YouTube is he fires his laser at ornaments and they smash.
Oh.
But he's done a really clever thing. He's done the great thing you've got to do with all YouTube videos is you should get a cat involved.
Oh, does he fire at the cat?
No, he doesn't, which, you know, it would be inhumane.
It would be, yeah.
Mm. But anyway, he puts the laser thingy mark. He puts the laser on the carpet, and the cat chases the
oh
cat, the,
yeah,
and then he flies it up the wall, and the cat goes up the wall to try and get the laser, which is you
again,
know apparently inhumane. That's endearing for people like that.
Yeah.
So let me go back to my end character again.
Yeah.
So if you vote,
let me just sorry, I've shut the door. Let me just open it again.
If you vote for me, you'll get a laser glove. And as much sex as you want for the rest of your life.
I'll just have the laser glove, thank you.
You can have both.
I'm a monk. Can you not see that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see. What kind of monk are you?
I'm the best kind.
The silent monk? No, you can't be silent.
Felonious.
Felonious?
Mm.
Felonious monk?
Yeah.
You mean Thelonious? Is it Felonious? Or
no, I'm his brother, Phil.
Phil. Felonious?
Yeah.
Felonious monk?
Yeah.
Are you like into jazz as well then?
No, I'm more into rap.
Oh, you rap?
Yeah.
What kind of rap do you do as a Felonious monk?
Just monk rap.
Monk rap?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a monk.
I've actually written a song.
Really?
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Uptown Monk.
Right.
Yeah.
Tenuosity. Oh, talking of Uptown Monk.
Yeah.
There's a line in Uptown Funk
yeah.
by Mark Ronson
yeah.
and Bruno Mars, which I don't quite get. It's one of the ones where it sounds like smoother than a French girl's thingy.
Right.
But it's not. It's actually smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. It goes...
Well, like Skipjack.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Well, in America, they've got peanut butter that's smooth.
Right.
So I thought, I'm going to try and find out a wee bit more because I like the raps. I like the rappies.
Yeah.
So I tried, I thought this website called songlyricsmeaning.net and it breaks up the thing. So like the first verse of Uptown Funk is this hit that Ice Cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that White Gold, this one for hood girls, them good girls straight masterpiece. Styling while living up in the city. Got chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. And this website gives you the meaning of it. Michelle Pfeiffer is an American actress popular in the 90s, is being compared to the White Gold as she had a fair skin.
Hmm.
He also says that this song is dedicated for all the girls of the world. He said with his dressing sense, he loves himself a lot. So I think that's, this is what I'm going to now go into. Whenever I get a lyric I don't understand.
10 Uosity.
You see, the one thing that I've learned with these manifestos, and I've got all the manifestos.
Yeah.
I've downloaded them, the whole lot.
Yeah.
They've got small print manifestos as well.
Right.
They've got these wee things in there that only if you look closely,
yeah,
you'll realise what the other things they want to achieve. There's a Green Party.
Yeah.
They promise to collect all their farts and dispose of them responsibly, which is a nice gig.
Yeah.
The other one they've got is free flip-flops.
Nice.
Which is nice. The Labour Party. That's a quite kind of sinister one. One party, one Miliband. Don't know what it is. Easy.
Yeah.
Tories, vol-au-vents will be tax deductible, which is great.
Yeah.
That'll appeal to the blue rent.
We've been waiting for that.
UKIP, all surnames must end in a consonant. SNP, every Friday of the month is designated as Deep Fry Friday.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah.
The Lib Dems, vote for us and we'll go away. Which is, I think, the best one.
Yeah.
On the small print manifestos.
Yeah.
But they should do more of those kind of things.
They should.
You know, more little tie-ins.
Tenuosity.
The planning of everything is really bad. And, you know, we trust the establishment, don't we, in this country? We trust them do things that we can follow properly.
Yeah.
So we had an election planned for May the 7th, right? In the build-up, the royal couple still haven't had the baby yet, the second baby.
I know.
You think there'd been some kind of email exchange.
Can you have it before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't have it in the pending period.
No.
You know, just don't have a baby.
Yeah,
I'm sure somewhere, you know, there is written rules about when the royal family can have a baby.
She can't go into labour.
Oh, she can't. See that? See, that's it.
She just can't. Because if she goes into labour, you've got to say she's going into Lib Dem, she's going into UKIP, she's going into Tory. You've got to balance it out.
And the Green Party.
And the Greens. And well, not so much.
I've been watching that, Andrew Neil.
Yeah.
You know, just his face just gets redder, but he will explode one day.
Yeah.
But they have this thing where they get the smaller parties on. It's part of the BBC's balancing thing. And they got the, what was it this week? They got the Scottish Nationalist, the Scottish Socialist Party.
Mm.
And then they've got the Socialist Workers Party on. And they all get, they get two or three questions each. They've no chance of getting in these people. But it does kind of make you feel proud to be British. We have people who don't have a hope in hell of not even saving their deposit. What is it? Is it the deposit?
Yeah, 500 quid.
What do they, you know how you buy a house, you put, or a car, you put deposit down?
Yeah.
If they get elected, do they get deposit back?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Or if they get enough votes?
They have to get enough votes. That's it.
Oh, they lose the deposit. Yeah, that's
or
what
they lose the deposit. Yeah, it's not like DFS, where you sort of buy now, pay later. Sort of thing.
That's what I was going to say. That then they're tied into credit agreement for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, technically they are.
Of course they are. Yeah. Cool. I mean, what's his name? Desmond chipped in what, £1 million to UKIP.
Desmond the hairdresser?
No. What you mean from the? The sitcom,
yeah.
Desmond, no.
Oh.
Is it Richard Desmond?
Oh, right. Okay, I see. Yeah.
Richard Desmond chipped in £1 million to UKIP's coffers.
Oh, okay.
But how's he spend that? Does he get to decide how it's spent?
No.
He can't.
I think you get influence.
Tenuosity.
There's an outbreak of sinkholes.
Is there? Is that anything to do with the election?
I don't think it's got to do with the election. But what has happened more, it's happening more and more, sinkholes in this country and beyond. What has happened in that time that could affect the ground? Hadron Collider.
Ah, you think this is a slow hangover?
The Large Hadron Collider.
Well, is gonna hit hard in Northampton.
They have been throwing first. This electron around, this circle,
yeah,
in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Again and again, and it's been bouncing. They've been finding dark matter and grey matter,
yeah,
and who matters.
Yeah.
And they've been finding this stuff, and you know, and we haven't questioned, because scientists tell us it's good, because we think, well, scientists
know. Scientists are right.
We can't interfere, yeah, with scientists. But in the meantime, we start to get sinkholes. But nobody's putting the two together. Nobody's gone, increase sinkholes, Hadron Collider. See what we're saying? You can't do that. You can't mess with science.
Tenuosity.
The sinkhole thing's a big, it's a big issue, because you could be walking a lot. You know that whole thing about live your life in the moment, because you don't know. Sinkholes is the perfect example of that. You're walking along a road, you've walked along day in, day out for years on end, and then suddenly the ground disappears.
Yeah.
And you're gone.
It's like a metaphor.
No, it's just a hole. But listen, the other thing they found out as well this week, they've got a super void in space.
Right.
They've got a big hole in space where they reckon it could fit in 10 galaxies. Which is actually quite a few galaxies.
I couldn't fit 10 galaxies in me.
I'd maybe go for 5 Mars bars.
Yeah.
But 10 galaxies. Mm. But they reckon 10, it might even be 10,000 galaxies. And they've discovered this great big hole, this void.
Oh.
Massive void.
Are you saying that's another...
Equal and opposite.
Hadron Collider.
Equal and opposite.
Has ripped a hole in space.
Yep. The thing is, when you watch Star Trek, they never hit in with this stuff. A super void.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They go through it.
They go through, but they, you know, but they power through it, and they never get stuck in it. A super void, and there will be one up for that. There'll be the massive void.
I don't think they'll call it that.
Tenuosity.
I applied for MI5 this week.
Did you?
Now, as I'm saying that, I don't know if I'm able to tell you that I've applied. I didn't go any further with it.
Right.
But there is, I saw an advert coming up, you know, you could work for MI5.
Yeah.
So I went to this and I took the test.
Right.
And the top mark is 8 points. I get 5.
Right.
So that got me into the next stage.
Okay.
Of being an agent.
Right.
A surveillance. They set up a scenario for you, and you have to decide how you'd react as the agent and what action you think other people should take.
Right.
It's really clever.
Yeah.
But I get 5 out of 8. So I could know, and obviously this has ruled me out for applying for
it. Well, the fact that you're talking about it means that you're probably not the most sort of discreet agent.
It. Yeah. And I might even be breaking the Official Secrets Act right now.
What, but I don't think you are.
You reckon?
No.
But the thing is, for me, you wouldn't need to be interviewed for MI5, would you?
Most people are recruited, aren't they?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you don't need to go along. You wouldn't have to supply references.
No, you wouldn't.
Walk in, they would know check everything about you.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd know your CV insight, because they would just do the whole search.
Yeah.
So I would have thought there's no interview needed.
No.
They just get your laptop and they just look at your history.
Mm.
What have you downloaded?
Yeah.
What have you looked at? Right, okay. Dodgy, not so dodgy.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're in. But I just thought, I'm getting to that age now where I think, because I do miss my, because I protected the country for so long. I'd quite like to go back to, you know, working for like the government again. I think I'd be quite a good agent as well.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
Tenuosity.
I've never quite understood that whole lying in state thing. You know, where you go past it. What are you hoping to see? When you see a body lying in state, secretly you thinking, did he move?
Mm.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's why you would go, he's not dead.
He's not. I saw that.
He blinked.
He blinked. I don't think he's dead.
But of course, there can be involuntary movements.
Well, I would think after maybe 100 years, there'd be less involuntary.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, you get involuntary movements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and noises.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get that as well, gases and everything.
Yeah.
And I wonder why the Russians like to let people lie in state. I think it might be in China. Did China do it? China might do it as well.
Probably.
Where people walk past and just see the dead body. It's a bit of a dead end, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tenuosity.